Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. These stories were in Elgin newspapers on November 24, 1920. A number of awnings attached to various storefronts are too low to give suitable clearance and must be elevated, the city council determined. A city ordinance states that awnings must be 8 feet from the walks at least. The council passed a resolution instructing D. Frank Gahan, chief of police, to notify all owners of buildings with faulty awnings to comply with the ordinance after the matter was brought to the attention of Mayor Arwin E. Price. All Elgin tomorrow will celebrate Thanksgiving Day. There will be a general cessation of business. Factories, banks, and shops, with few exceptions, will close their doors. A number of meat markets will remain open until 10 o'clock in the morning. There will be no delivery of mail by city or rural carriers tomorrow. The stamp window, the registry and money order window, and the general delivery department will be opened from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning. The offices of the city administration will be closed. There will be no school until next Monday. 11 baskets filled with Thanksgiving goodies were packed and delivered this morning by the Women's Relief Corps. The baskets went to needy soldiers and soldiers' widows and families. 10 baskets of fruit were also delivered to 10 old soldiers as a gift of Thanksgiving cheer. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Area Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.